Domestic violence is not a woman's problem or a woman's issue. It's a community issue.
Abuse by an intimate partner is often not reported, so the numbers vary. But on a typical day, 20,000 calls are placed to domestic violence hotlines nationwide. Advocates say domestic violence was an epidemic even before COVID-19, but the public health crisis has caused cases to spike around the country.
The DV advocates that we work closely with, Crisis Services, the Family Justice Center, Haven House, International Institute, all reported a spike in calls to hotlines asking about services and shelters. And there's been some spike in the report of incidents.
Karen King is Erie County Commissioner for Public Advocacy and Executive Director of the County's Commission on the Status of Women.
You can imagine being in a situation, trying to figure out if you should leave an abusive situation and what resources you have available to you. And then you add the additional layer of a concern for your own health and safety, not just because of the abuser, but because of a public health pandemic crisis. So people were feeling trapped and sequestered and wondering, is it even safe for me to leave to go into a shelter, or, you know, I'm afraid, or will the police show up? That is a lot for someone to deal with.
King will be among the advocates and survivors at Isleview Park tomorrow morning at 10, marking the 5th anniversary of the Tribute Garden. Dedicated in September 2015, the Tribute Garden is a vibrant gesture of love and respect to those affected by domestic violence and is believed to be the first permanent garden of its kind on public land in the country.
It's a very popular spot because it's part of a larger bike and walking trail, whether it's just to walk there and sit and reflect. We want it to be a community space devoted to creating education and awareness and healing.
Well-known landscaped artist Joy Kubler worked with King and an advisory group to envision the crescent moon-shaped garden with an amphitheater and flower beds separated by a few walkways. Mixed media artist Sarah Fonzi created the 12-foot sculpture made of fabricated steel tubing that anchors the garden. She calls it the Valier Passage.
So I was trying to kind of get down to the root of what this could mean to different people, and wanted it to be kind of this warm embrace that would be uplifting and to fill someone with strength and power. So I kind of was just digging around and, you know, found the root word for strength, Valier.
Women make up only 1.5% of iron workers nationally. Most recently, Fonzi has been teaching welding to Burgard High School students at the Northland Workforce Training Center in Buffalo. The Niagara River serves as the backdrop for her sculpture, which allows the sunlight to shine through its decorative design.
From further away, it almost looks like a silhouette of a figure. As you get closer and you can pass through it, there are different pattern textile-looking components that are all made of woven steel or cut steel and welded steel, and it's all kind of patchworked together into this archway. At the very top of the sculpture is a circle, and at the summer solstice, the sun sets directly through the sculpture, and it really illuminates the entire thing.
Each year, an event is held at the Tribute Garden on the summer solstice to watch the sunlight through that top circle. The garden also provides teachable moments. Students help maintain the flower beds and the stones engraved with the names of victims and survivors while learning about healthy relationships.
Just so important that we bring this into the public sphere and talk about it and let people know and empower them to get the help and to be a good neighbor and, you know, keep an eye out and support everyone around you. Just very important to do your part.
You can find photos on our website at wbfo.org. Marian Heatherly, WBFO News.